Now, what would you base your use of trastuzumab without chemotherapy on in terms of clinical trial data? As far as I know, there's none.
There isn't any in the adjuvant setting. We know the drug is active both in the neoadjuvant setting and as well in the metastatic setting as a single agent, so it clearly has single agent activity, no matter how you look at it. And I think it's important to remember that in many of the adjuvant studies, the regimens that were employed were actually chemotherapy followed by a single agent Herceptin. So it's not as if you can say that all of the efficacy of adjuvant Herceptin is due to synergism between chemo and Herceptin. That's clearly not the case. There may be some, but that clearly doesn't explain all of the benefit.
Now you're talking about basically the HERA study in that
Yep.
regard.
And one of the arms in the intergroup trial was chemo followed by Herceptin.
And actually, I wanted to ask you about that because, a lot of people look at those data and they hear Edith Perez say, well, you don't really see a statistically significant benefit when it was used sequentially, even though they'd only had, I think, a quarter of the number of relapses they wanted to have.
The other comparison she makes is between the ACTH arm versus the ACT followed by H
Right.
arm, and even that had a difference. And the p value was less than 0.05, though at the benchmark of an interim analysis, I doubt that surpasses any sort of O'Brien-Fleming statistical confidence boundary.
Well, that analysis showed that the concurrent was statistically better than the sequential.
I think you should use the word statistically better in big quotes because
Okay.
it is an interim analysis, and that
Right.
p value, though it was less than 0.05, I don't know that that is a reliable conclusion just yet.
So the bottom line is obviously the HERA study showed a very robust effect, 50% reduction using chemotherapy followed by trastuzumab. I take it that I would guess that if you had your preference, you're using concurrent.
Yeah, I mean, though the statistics may not quite be there yet from the intergroup analysis, I believe that that conclusion will probably turn out to be correct, that chemo plus Herceptin will probably be a bit better than chemo followed by Herceptin.
But I also take that you think that the HERA approach of chemo followed by trastuzumab has a significant effect on recurrence.
Sure, and when I see patients referred to my office for a second opinion and they've had a recommendation to have, let's say, chemo followed by Herceptin, a la the European approach, I'm not going to quibble over that issue at all. I would say that that's a perfectly reasonable option, and there's a huge data set in support of that option.